From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block, with two mysteries from the state of Indiana. First, Gobbler's Rock. It's in Brown County, about 50 miles south of Indianapolis. 8 years ago, a turkey hunter in Yellowwood State Forest happened to look up into an oak tree, and he saw a gigantic boulder wedged 40 feet up in the branches. Since then, it's become something of a local legend. Debbie Dunbar of the Brown County Convention and Visitors Bureau was showing a travel writer around last month, and she thought he'd like to see Gobbler's Rock.
We had just left the sock factory tour, where they make socks in Brown County. So we headed out to the rock, and you have to park your car and you have to walk. It's quite a ways to find this rock because it is inside the forest. And when we finally got there, I had the GPS. So we knew we were in the location, but for the life of us, we could not find. We were looking up and could not find the rock. And I was getting frustrated, and I'm sure he was beginning to wonder, why has she drugged me out here for? So after some 15 minutes of determination, we discovered the rock was down on the ground.
Not just the rock, the whole tree.
The whole tree. And actually what amazed me was the rock was still embedded in the tree.
Now, this is a big tree and a big rock.
It's a huge, huge tree, and we found it and took many pictures of it and kind of eulogized it a little bit.
Now, I've seen some pictures of this when the tree was still vertical, and it looks like that rock is just made to fit in that tree. It looks like it just that's exactly where it should be.
Exactly. And it's 400 pounds. I mean, we tried to lift it, and you just don't lift it. It is an extremely heavy, heavy rock. And because it's so high up, that's the legend, how did it get there?
What are some of the theories about that?
Well, some of the theories are it lodged itself in there when the tree was very small, and as the tree grew, you know, the rock kind of grew up into the tree. But those theories have kind of had pins poked at it because a small tree couldn't hold that big a rock.
Yeah.
Another theory is tornadoes. It kind of landed in there due to some windstorms coming through. And then there's theories that a UFO came and dropped it. And then, you know, people climbing trees and putting it up there. But the weight of the rock itself would make that almost impossible.
Well, it must be sort of nice to have something that nobody can answer.
I think that's what is so intriguing about it. You never really come up with the answer. So it's one of those movies that you don't want. Everybody has their own ending to it.
Debbie Dunbar, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Debbie Dunbar of the Brown County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our second Indiana mystery comes from the crime blotter of the town of Greencastle. That's about 60 miles northwest of Brown County. Randall Jones, owner of Headley Hardware in Greencastle, was the one who called the police to report it.
It was the very first thing on Tuesday morning when I noticed that our sign made no sense to anyone because there were no R's.
What did the sign say without the R's?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Something about relief from the heat with air conditioners and dehumidifiers. And so it was kind of hard to determine what it actually said.
Yeah.
R's, yes.
A lot of R's in there.
Yes, and we had the... Then I drove to the bank and noticed that the local service master cleaning guy, his was missing ours, and then one of the younger people went down to Burger King for breakfast, and hey, by God, their ours are missing too. And so I just thought, well, I'm gonna call the police.
Well, what did the police say when you called to report the missing ours?
Well, they were concerned, of course, and all good police forces would be. We don't have a lot of heavy crime here. They decided that they would look into it and, of course, look for the R's. And R's are kind of hard to find because they're very thin. The R's could hide anywhere.
Well, the mystery has now been solved.
Yes,
the R's have been found.
Yes, I actually took a R today when I was told by Detective Seiple, who's a good friend, that the R's were back and that the R's were all spread out on tables at the local constabulary and that I would be required to bring one of my R's in so that I could identify my R's. And if my R matched up with those R's, I might take those R's back.
So this was like an R lineup.
I think so. Yeah, they were the only R's that matched, and I was able to succeed in getting my R's back.
That's Randall Jones, owner of Headley Hardware in Greencastle, Indiana. He says the perpetrators of the crime were teenagers. One of their mothers returned the stolen R's overnight.